Shot, 101 Survivors of Gun Violence in America.
I grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana. One of the victims, or survivors, I'm sorry, one of the survivors featured, at least one here, is from that same city. I grew up on the 18th block of Harding Street. There were three people that I most often played with when I was a child and into my teenage years. One was a very close friend, Gina. The other one, Tiffany, and the other one, Robert. And to give you an example of how gun violence has impacted my life, of us four, two of us are alive. 10 years ago, in January, my close friend Gina was shot and killed, along with her two-year-old son, her roommate, and her roommate's five-month-old child. The reason they were killed was because there were robbers looking for guns and drugs. And that is just one story. So from the age of 16, unfortunately, I have had to become used to gun violence because where I'm from in Indianapolis, Indiana, we have a lot of social issues that not only create the anger that conjures up gun violence, but there's also a strong access to guns, especially because of our gun laws. Experiencing this level of gun violence is kind of what brought me to Germany. I have an 18-year-old daughter, but one of the reasons I came to Germany and I stayed in Germany was because I didn't want my daughter to have the same loss of people she went to high school with, because adolescence is a time where there's a lot of emotions and guns can just make that a little bit worse. Little did I know that even though I lost a lot of my friends who were under the age of 25, I thought I was done. Unfortunately, last year, I lost a friend from church who I grew up with, who was celebrating his 31st birthday, broke up a fight, and was shot in the process and killed.
Esther Urban ist Anwältin und wissenschaftliche Mitarbeiterin für Auslands- und internationales Kriminalrecht am Max-Planck-Institut. Des Weiteren unterrichtet sie an der Uni Freiburg und der Uni Tübingen. Bei der Ausstellungseröffnung Shot 101 Survivors of Gun Violence in America informierte sie über die Hintergründe von Waffengewalt in Amerika. Die Veranstaltung Shot zeigte Fotos der New Yorker Fotografin Kathy Shaw. Shot widmet sich dem Thema Waffen aus Sicht der Opfer und zeigt auf erschreckende Weise, wie die Gewalt nicht zwischen Hautfarben, politischen Haltungen, Geschlechtern oder sozialen Schichten unterscheidet, sondern alle Teile der US-amerikanischen Gesellschaft trifft. In ihrem Projekt porträtiert sie mehr als 100 Überlebende von Waffengewalt an den Tatorten. Das Ganze fand im DAI Tübingen statt. Daniel Seiler, Hiwi und momentane Elternzeitvertretung im DAI, ist für das Kulturprogramm zuständig und erzählt kurz, wie es zur Ausstellung kam.
Ja, mein Name ist Daniel Seiler. Ich bin momentan hier als Kulturreferent tätig in Elternzeitvertretung für unseren eigentlichen Kulturreferenten Micha Himpel. Also ich habe vor ein bisschen mehr als einem Jahr im Februar ein Praktikum hier gemacht, bin dann als Hiwi hängen geblieben und habe mich so ein bisschen relevant gehalten und dann hat sich irgendwann diese Möglichkeit ergeben, hier die Elternzeitvertretung zu machen. Und jetzt beschäftige ich mich hauptsächlich damit, das Kulturprogramm zu planen, also sowas wie die Veranstaltung heute Abend oder die Konzerte, Filmvorführungen, Vorträge, die wir machen, läuft über meinen Schreibtisch und es ist meine Aufgabe, als Referenten und Referentin zu uns zu bringen und dafür zu sorgen, dass die Veranstaltungen alle glatt laufen. Unsere Direktorin Ute Bechtolf, die hat in der Süddeutschen Zeitung einen Artikel über diese Ausstellung eben gelesen, weil die auch, wie heute schon angesprochen wurde, ein ziemlich großes Medienecho auch produziert hat. Und sie hat das dann weitergereicht an damals noch Micha Himpel mit der Bitte, das zu uns zu holen und er hat das dann gemacht.
Amerikas Beziehung zu Waffen ist sehr komplex. Auf der einen Seite gehören Waffen seit jeher zur Kultur Amerikas, wie zum Beispiel auf der Jagd. Auf der anderen Seite werden sie aber auch oftmals missbraucht, um anderen zu schaden.
So, I have held a gun. I've held a rifle in Mississippi. And I'm actually a pretty good shot. I was surprised myself. But why is this? Because my parents grew up on a farm. Guns were used as livelihood. This is not so long ago. So I had to learn how to use a gun. But really, my point was to show you that there are many different reasons why America has this connection to guns. And just eliminating guns in the U.S. is not necessarily going to solve everything. First of all, we don't know how. If our manufacturers are not in the U.S., how do we regulate them? If the money is going to politicians, is not necessarily just in the U.S., how do we as Americans control that? One law is not going to change all of these circumstances.
Hi, I'm Kathy Shore. I'm a photographer from New York City. I do portraits and documentary work primarily, and I'm in Tübingen for the opening of my show, Shot 101 Survivors of Gun Violence in America.
Genau wie Esther kam auch Kathy mit Waffengewalt in Berührung.
I started thinking about survivors as a group of people that we ignored, that kind of were thought of as lucky people. They had something terrible happen to them, and oh, they're alive, we don't care about them. And this goes towards any kinds of tragedy. If there's a fire and somebody survives, it's like, they're okay, they survived. And I just thought, this is like, it's, you know, they have to kind of dust themselves off and pick themselves up and go on with their lives after such a thing, and nobody's really talking about them. So that was something that I was curious about that. I myself, as Esther has been touched by gun violence, I also have been touched by gun violence. Two incidents in my life. First is my uncle, who was in his late 30s, had a best friend since he was a kid. And the best friend shot and killed him. And at the same time, my grandmother was shot being in the same house, she survived. So when this happened, I thought, how could my grandmother be shot? I was almost embarrassed. This is prior to all this the gun violence nonstop that we have now. I thought, how could she be shot? She goes to church every Sunday. She plays bingo. That's all she does. I mean, she's a good lady. Why? Who could shoot her? My uncle, and the same thing, his best friend shot and killed him in an argument, and the friend was drunk and had his two children in the car outside of the house. So it was very complicated. And so that's something that happened and that I left me to think that, you know, gun violence can affect anyone. I also was robbed at gunpoint. I lived at the time in Greenwich Village, and my daughter was about 15 months old. I had two men dressed as post office workers come to my house, and they had uniforms on, and they actually had a package, and pushed the door in, and the next thing I knew, I turned around, I must have looked like I was gonna scream, and my daughter was right in between us, and the man had a gun pointed right at me and said, I'm not kidding, get in the house. So I know what it feels like to have a gun and a crazy person, because this man was definitely a sociopath. He had kind of a dead look in his eyes, and we were at the mercy of this person. I mean, if he felt like I didn't give him the right answers, give him the right stuff, he's going to shoot me. It's the most unimaginable feeling of helplessness that one can have, because you're standing there thinking that I could be dead in a second, my child could be dead, and there's nothing that I can do really to prevent that.
Das Titelbild zeigt ihr erstes Modell. Zu sehen ist der nackte Torso eines Mannes. Am auffälligsten ist die große Narbe, die sich von der Mitte der Brust bis knapp unter den Bauchnabel zieht. Außerdem sichtbar sind noch immer die Narben der Einschusslöcher auf seiner linken Seite.
The first person that I photographed is the person on the poster that you're showing for the show, Antonius. And so I was thinking of all these things and thinking, I wonder if this will be a project that I can do. And I had my TV on, and he was being interviewed. He had been shot like 7 weeks prior to that. And he's an Indonesian American that lived in Brooklyn. And he was going, he worked at New York University, and he was a teacher. And he was going at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to his job, to the subway, and some guy saw a woman that he was angry with and decided that this Brooklyn street corner was the perfect place to take his gun out and try to hit the woman. He didn't hit the woman, he hit Antonius, and he almost died. So then we went to the spot, and I'm photographing him, and then I thought, I should photograph his scar. Because gun violence is a statistic. It's very abstract. It's not something that when we hear it, we think of the numbers. We don't think of the individuals, and we certainly don't think of the scars or what they do to your body. So when I had him on the corner in front of that corrugated red door, I said, oh, could I photograph your scar? And he just lifted his shirt up, and I was like, okay. Afterwards, he thanked me for doing this. And I was, no, this is crazy. I mean, he did everything I wanted him to do, and he's thanking me. Why is he thanking me? And he told me that it was so cathartic to come back to the space and take back the space that was taken from him, to stand there and say, no, you didn't get me. You shot me, but I'm still here. Although I dealt with such a horrible subject, the project was never depressing because the people were anything but.
Die Bewohner Amerikas sprechen sich entweder für Waffen oder gegen sie aus. Dazwischen gibt es nichts. Auf die fehlende Mitte will Kathy mit ihrem Projekt aufmerksam machen.
America is getting more and more polarized. We have no middle ground anymore. We have black and white. No gray. Every subject is like this. But gun violence, it seemed to be just like either you hated guns or you're not taking my guns away. You know, you're going to be sorry. Guns, you know, guns rule. So there was nobody ever speaking in the middle. And I thought if I could do a project and include gun owners, because I don't think most gun owners are bad people. I think we were talking about how Esther explained her family generationally. People hunt and sports shoot. That's part of American culture. So I thought if I could have a project where people could start looking at people just like them. So the project was meant to get you on all different levels to see that this is about everyone. Anybody can be affected by gun violence in America, in the world really, but in America particularly.
Trotz ihrer Erfahrungen möchte Kathy keine Waffe bei sich haben.
Well, I think there's probably circumstances where guns have saved people's lives. As a matter of fact, I know one of the survivors in the project's life was saved because he had a gun on him. But it didn't prevent him from being shot 7 times before he was able to draw his gun. So my feeling is that I don't want to have my life controlled by fear and own a gun and walk around every day because maybe somebody might decide to try and shoot me today. Or maybe I might see a bank robbery and decide that I'm going to be a hero and take my gun out and capture someone. I would rather live my life very openly and free. And if that circumstance happens, it happens. I'm not going to let the fear of something control my life.